All right, let me jump on into today's Right Side Way monologue. I'll tell you, and you already know this if you listen to the show for more than a day or two, I love movies, and I also love finding lessons and quotes out of movies that I can use. And there are movies that are hits, and then there are movies that set new standards, like open new genres, embed themselves into pop culture. Think about things like Star Wars and what it did. Movies that impact daily living with quotes and memorabilia. Movies that spawn sequels. And one of the movies that came out in the 1980s and created an entire genre of its own was Terminator with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Epic film. Totally boss special effects. Great storyline, good characters, plenty of one-liners. But then there was the sub-story. The sub-story was the idea that people chose not to give up in the face of technology that took over the world. People did not just lay down and die. They decided to resist. In one of the spinoffs, Christian Bale played the actor or played the character of John Connor, the legend who the Terminators had tried unsuccessfully to take out time and time again. He leads the resistance fighters in a safe enclave, and every night he would broadcast his words to a larger audience of survivors around the world. And he always ended it by saying, "If you are listening to this, you are the resistance. Look, I'm of the mind that we had better take that attitude and put it to work today. There's a blatant attempt to subvert our culture, to divert our attention away from sagging morals, and to literally erode the value of our nation by watering down every aspect of its structure and resilience. And we have to resist this. If you're listening to this, you are the resistance." Yesterday, I spent some time in my monologue unpacking the question of how Biden can get away with paying off student loans. Just taking his special pen and erasing the debts of thousands of people while leaving the rest of us holding the bag. It's a classic case of the government picking winners and losers, and the question is how he can justify it legally, ethically, mentally, and morally. It's an affront. It's an abomination. It's an abomination of the free spirit of America. There is no American dream if everyone's lulled into apathy by having all things handed to them. It's the incitement of the welfare mentality, and this must be resisted. I'll tell you one of the greatest stories I heard in recent times about somebody resisting the idea of having a welfare state mentality. This guy in California, did you hear about this? This guy in California who ate at a Six Flags park twice a day, every day, for 7 years. You heard me, twice a day, every day, 7 years, two meals a day at a Six Flags park. It's a great story. It's actually pure genius. It's a next level resistance. And I can feel your questions brewing right now. You're saying he ate park food twice a day for 7 years? Yep. Some of you are wondering why he would do that. I'll tell you why. Because he found a creative workaround. It was resistance. So here's the deal. The headline drew me in. I thought it was ridiculous. Then I read further and found out the guy was just a brainiac. He graduated from college. He had massive student loans. But he was very resourceful. He discovered that if he paid $150 for a year-long pass to Six Flags, it came with two meals a day. So, he bought a year-round pass 7 years in a row. Six Flags is close to his job, so he buys a single park pass. He heads over there for two of his daily meals. Then he takes all the money he saves on groceries and applies it to his debt. As a result, he has now paid down nearly all of his student loans. He bought a house, and the last I checked, he was getting married. He said he has friends that spend over $1,500 a month on groceries and eating out. He didn't go to the grocery store once in the whole first year he did it. It's genius. But it's also a story, by the way, of somebody who was not going to settle for the status quo. I mean, he could have gone into debt. He could have struggled to pay his bills, could have let his interest pile up. But no, he got creative. He resisted the notion of just sitting idle and letting life happen to him with a laissez-faire attitude of shoulder-shrugging apathy. And that's where we have to be now. We have to be creative. We have to be resistant. We have to not just settle for good enough. And it's happening as we speak. Remember back during the COVID vaccine mandates? Lawsuits against vaccine mandates were being filed left and right. Walkouts happened in large and small employers. Unions were actually agreeing with Republicans against the mandates. Military members were willing to sacrifice their careers to say no. You should have a right to your own conscience. Personal religious beliefs should never be trampled. And if the employer does not agree to the extent you can, I say make them work for it. Resist. How about Title IX? We're going to talk about more about that in a minute. The prevailing trend among government elites is that we should just, you know, step aside in the face of the new science. Let men pretend to be women so they can beat women in women's sports. It's the most awful assault on the senses ever created by man. I mean, the idea that gender is fluid is an incredibly insulting thing for anyone to be told they have to believe. It's akin to saying that the sky is whatever color you decide it is while you're looking at it knowing for a fact the sky is blue. But we're told to accept it or else. But there's a resistance now. Lawsuits and parents' rights groups are not sitting idly by. State-level legislation is reestablishing order. Discipline is being put back into women's sports. Some athletic associations have said, not on our watch. Coaches have stood up. Athletes have refused to participate. Parents have demanded action. There's a growing resistance to the notion that women should be disabused, that they are being abused. Yeah, it's called resist. How about green energy policies? Ah, boy. The green energy activists will harp on you and dare you not to buy an electric vehicle. They'll come for your gas stove and lock you out of your thermostat. Don't you even think about drinking from a single-use plastic bottle, you silly person, and while you're at it, make sure you use a paper straw. But people have about had enough. If you want an EV, go fork out the money and get one, but the EV market is now crashing from lack of consumer participation. You can tell us it'll save the world. You can tell us all about your net zero dreams, but you can't make us spend money we don't have to buy an item we don't want so that we can drive on trips because there's no way that we can charge it on the way. We'll just be stuck at home. So auto manufacturers, all of whom have been bullied by the government for the past several years, they're finally realizing they can say no. Automakers are now cutting production. Some have gone bankrupt. Meanwhile, the good old combustion engine seems to work just fine, and there's a gas station on every corner of America. The people have chosen to resist. One more example. How about the southern border? As millions have streamed across the border, crime has gone up. Nearly daily, we have heartbreaking stories of the victims of violent crime at the hands of illegal immigrants. Crimes that would not have occurred if the border was actually under control. They will try to gaslight us and pretend that it's not happening in huge numbers. But one murder, one rape, one assault, that's one too many. Especially when they were preventable, even foreseeable. Then the issue is compounded and the victims feel doubly victimized by that. But citizens are fed up. Communities are policing themselves. Groups of angry citizens recently tracked one perpetrator down and held him until the police arrived. Folks are demanding that city services that have been degraded in the wake of the migrant invasion be restored for the taxpaying citizens. Local officials who once crowed about the virtue of being a sanctuary city are being voted out of office. It's a resistance, and it's great to see. But that's where we are, y'all. People are waking up to the fact that they have rights, they have options, that they don't have to sit idly by, that this is a possible win here. But you're going to have to resist. You're going to have to get creative. Sort of like eating at Six Flags every day for 7 years. It may not always be convenient, but it gets the bills paid. So if you're listening to this, you are the resistance. So resist, bunch of right side ruffians. That's a wrap for the Right Side Way. There you have it. Resist. And yeah, I do love that line. If you can hear this, if you're listening to this, you are the resistance. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.